Welcome to the Webmasters Market News Brief. You are listening to the Alpha Wave podcast, and it's Friday, April 7th, 2023. I'm your host, Simon Alexander Breeden. Let's dive into the latest news from the world of AI, disruptive technology, and Web3. First up, Bitcoin seems to have emerged from the bear market, with a 70% increase year-to-date, as reported by Scaramucci. The crypto community remains optimistic about the future of digital assets, with many expecting further growth. In the realm of AI, OpenAI's Playground and ChatGPT continue to draw interest as powerful language models. While both platforms provide AI-assisted text generation, they serve different purposes. Playground caters to developers, while ChatGPT focuses on user interactions. The GPU market remains competitive, with Tom's Hardware releasing its list of the best GPUs for various purposes. With the ever-growing demand for high-performance GPUs in gaming and computing, consumers can expect to see continuous advancements in this space. Twitter has shut down its free API, potentially impacting developers who rely on the platform for data and integration. The decision highlights the ongoing challenges in balancing accessibility with platform sustainability. Tech executives recently paid tribute to Cash App founder Bob Mylod, who passed away unexpectedly. The outpouring of support underscores the influence and impact of tech leaders on the industry. Artemis II astronauts made an appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, showcasing their enthusiasm for the upcoming lunar mission and inspiring viewers with the possibilities of space exploration. Apple has quietly included the Bitcoin white paper in the latest macOS update, signaling growing mainstream recognition of the cryptocurrency's importance. Ex-Google CEO Eric Schmidt warned of an AI reckoning, emphasizing the need for regulations to prevent AI from undermining democracy. His comments highlight the importance of ethical AI development and governance. Apple CEO Tim Cook's recent inclusion in the Chinese Communist Party's top advisory body has raised eyebrows, sparking discussions about the role of tech giants in global politics. The DeFi platform Sentiment managed to recover $870,000 after negotiating with a hacker who exploited its protocol. The incident highlights the importance of security measures and risk management in the world of decentralized finance. Arbitrum's redemption has been lauded by the community as new AIPs were launched to address earlier concerns. This demonstrates the power of collaboration and transparency in the Web3 ecosystem. ZK Sync, a Layer 2 scaling solution, continues to gain traction for its potential to improve Ethereum's transaction throughput and lower fees, showcasing the importance of scalability in blockchain networks. Tom's Guide reports that users can now get paid for asking ChatGPT questions, opening new opportunities for those interested in AI and conversational models. Authorities have seized Genesis Market, a notorious cybercriminal platform. The crackdown highlights the ongoing efforts to combat illegal activities in the digital sphere and secure user data. The NSA's Bridge program aims to cultivate the next generation of talent by providing educational and professional development opportunities. This initiative underscores the importance of nurturing skilled individuals for national security and technological advancement. Dogecoin's value dropped after Elon Musk's Twitter stopped using its logo. The incident demonstrates the influence of high-profile figures on the crypto market and the potential for volatility. ChatGPT may face defamation lawsuits due to its ability to generate false information about individuals. The legal implications emphasize the need for responsible AI development and use to mitigate potential harm. The macOS update not only includes the Bitcoin white paper, but has hidden it as an Easter egg. This adds a layer of intrigue to Apple's subtle nod towards the cryptocurrency. ZK Sync faces scrutiny as 921 ETH remains stuck in a smart contract, raising concerns about the platform's reliability and security measures in the rapidly growing Layer 2 scaling solution space. Google plans to integrate AI tools into its search engine, enhancing user experience and information retrieval. The move reflects the increasing role of AI in everyday technology. Lastly, Wired highlights the urgent need for global oversight of AI. This call for international collaboration emphasizes the importance of shared ethical standards and regulatory frameworks to ensure the responsible development and application of AI technologies. That wraps up this segment of the Webmasters Market News Brief. Don't miss out on the captivating Alexander Nemos Masterpieces collection on OpenSea. Experience the remarkable fusion of poetry, AI, and digital art. Explore and own a piece of this unique, groundbreaking collection today. There are several key players in the AI cloud provider and chipset space, including NVIDIA, AMD, Intel, Google, Amazon, and Microsoft. These providers differentiate themselves through a combination of hardware, software, and infrastructure offerings that cater to various AI workloads, such as machine learning, deep learning, and natural language processing. Google Cloud AI. Google Cloud's AI offerings are powered by its custom tensor processing units, TPUs, and NVIDIA GPUs, which provide high performance and low latency processing for deep learning tasks. Google also offers a wide range of AI services, such as AutoML, Cloud Vision, Cloud Speech to Text, and Cloud Translation. Amazon Web Services, AWS. AWS offers a range of AI-optimized hardware options, including its custom-designed Inferentia chips for AI inference, Graviton processors for general-purpose computing, and support for NVIDIA and Intel hardware. AWS provides a suite of AI services, including Amazon SageMaker, Lex, Poly, Recognition, and Comprehend. Microsoft Azure. Azure utilizes a mix of hardware technologies, including NVIDIA GPUs, Intel FPGAs, and its custom-designed Brainwave accelerators for AI workloads. Azure offers several AI services, such as Azure Machine Learning, Cognitive Services, and the Azure Bot Service. IBM Cloud. IBM Cloud's AI solutions are powered by IBM's Power 9 processors and NVIDIA GPUs, which are well-suited for AI workloads. IBM provides a range of AI services, including Watson Studio, Watson Assistant, and Watson Language Translator. Alibaba Cloud. Alibaba Cloud offers a variety of AI services, including its machine learning platform, image search, speech recognition, and natural language processing. The underlying hardware technologies include Alibaba's custom-designed Hengwang 800 AI chip and support for NVIDIA GPUs, Oracle Cloud. Oracle Cloud's AI offerings are powered by NVIDIA GPUs and Intel processors. Oracle provides a suite of AI services, including Oracle Digital Assistant, Oracle Machine Learning, and Oracle AI Platform Cloud Service. In addition to these major AI cloud providers, several open-source AI solutions are worth mentioning. Jina AI. Jina is an open-source neural search framework powered by deep learning, enabling developers to create cloud-native, scalable, and AI-powered search applications. AI for cloud operations, operate first. This project focuses on using AI to improve the management and optimization of cloud operations. LangChain, Python. LangChain is a Python library for natural language processing, NLP tasks, such as tokenization, part of speech tagging, and dependency parsing. While not directly related to AI cloud providers, LangChain can be used in conjunction with cloud-based AI services to build more sophisticated NLP applications. This resource demonstrates the importance of leveraging open-source libraries and tools when working with AI cloud services. Pinecone. Pinecone is a managed vector search platform that enables developers to build large-scale, real-time search and recommendation systems. Pinecone can be used alongside AI cloud services to deploy machine learning models and enhance the performance and scalability of AI applications. Pinecone's GitHub repository provides additional resources and example code for developers. Wolfram Language. The Wolfram language is a high-level computational language designed for knowledge-based programming and integrated with the Wolfram Knowledge Engine. Although it is not directly related to AI cloud providers, it can be used for various AI tasks, such as data analysis, visualization, and algorithm development. Wolfram Language's knowledge-based approach can complement traditional AI solutions by providing additional context and insights. Hugging Face. Hugging Face is a popular open-source platform for NLP tasks, with a focus on state-of-the-art transformer models like BERT, GPT, and Roberta. Hugging Face's extensive collection of pre-trained models and easy-to-use APIs make it a valuable resource when working with AI cloud services for NLP tasks. The Hugging Face documentation provides detailed information on using their platform and integrating it with other AI solutions. Jupyter. Jupyter is an open-source platform for interactive computing, widely used in data science and machine learning applications. Jupyter Notebook and Jupyter Lab provide a collaborative environment for developing, testing, and sharing code, including support for various programming languages and integration with AI cloud services. Jupyter's documentation provides comprehensive information on setting up, using, and extending the platform. These resources highlight the importance of using a diverse set of tools, platforms, and technologies when working with AI cloud providers and chipsets. They also demonstrate the value of combining open source solutions with proprietary AI services to build more powerful, scalable, and efficient AI applications.
We rule the world. The world doesn't know this yet. We don't quite know it yet. Other people believe that they rule the world, but they write the rules down and they hand them to us. And then we write the rules that go into the machines that execute everything that happens on this planet nowadays. No law can be enacted without software. No law can be enforced without software. No government can act without software. We rule the world.